Hampstead is London's skybox. It's steeped in privilege. It's fabulously well-appointed. It affords the best views in London. As John Constable put it nearly 2 centuries ago, this little house is to my wife's heart's content. Our little drawing room commands a view unsurpassed in Europe, from Gravesend to Westminster Abbey. It was ever thus. A few thousand years ago, a small band of Mesolithic hunter-gatherers pitched camp on the West Heath, as it's known today. From their camp, it was a 50-yard stroll up to the summit. We'll go there. From there, they could see forever. Indeed, there's an eyrie as soon as you come out of the tube stop, the clock tower. It's part of the old Victorian fire station. They mounted a round-the-clock fire watch from the top of the clock tower, because from up there you could see right across the village. And for that matter, you can think of the tube station itself as London's north face. It's the deepest station in the system. It's no surprise that it was an important bomb shelter in World War II. Steeped and steep and stepped. Steep is every which way in Hampstead. Out of the tube, Hampstead High Street and Fitzjohn's Avenue are practically in free fall. About Face and Holly Hill and Heath Street are almost as vertical as the ascenders in their names. You hear it said, there's something about Hampstead, something in the air. Ah, the wisdom of crowds. There is something in the air. Hampstead itself. And you, if you're up there. Clouds scudding overhead, air cleaner and clearer and thinner. It's, well, exhilarating. But also maybe a little giddy, precarious, vertiginous even, like being out on a yardarm. You get that reed just about everywhere in Hampstead. Even in Church Row, the finest, it's well-nigh perfect, Georgian ensemble in London. It's right on the edge, clinging to the narrow shelf at the top of the Fitzjohn's Avenue slope. At the far end, down by St. John's, the parish church, there's a loophole on your left. It's like looking down the trough of a wave. It's a reminder that the delightful curiosity halfway along on the other side of the street, the house with the first floor that juts out over the pavement, a first floor that's made out of white weatherboarding and looks like a forecastle, perhaps isn't so out of place after all. Shall we inch further out on the yardarm? Running up from Church Row is Holly Walk, and billowing up right alongside it is the churchyard annex, the overflow, so to speak, graveyard. It's bookended at the top by two handsome old weatherboarded houses. The second one in from Holly Walk was Dame Judy Dench's house. The weatherboarding is the key. It's another touch of old maritime England. The pair of them could be sloops riding out a nor'wester, pitching and yawing up above the white caps, the gravestones. And just a few doors further up Holly Walk is a pretty little row of white cottages with their painter's palette doors. You'd be forgiven for thinking they'd washed up here from Corfu or Santorini. Or head off in the other direction, up Heath Street. Running off it, there are narrow, serpentine footways that are so steep they're hand-railed. Making your way up them, you half feel as though you should have a cutlass clenched between your teeth. It's like being in a boarding party using grappling irons and tackle to scramble up the side of a ship. You think I'm kidding? Climb the first one, O ye of little faith. Follow it up. You come over the top and you think you're on a ship's poop deck, complete with a semicircular railing, and you're looking out over the ocean. The ocean being London. There's nothing far-fetched about that word ocean, because way in the distance you can see the southeastern rim of the bowl of hills that girdles the Thames Basin, the bowl of hills that embraces Greater London. Beyond that rampart is the Weald of Kent, and 10 miles beyond that is the sea. Much nearer, of course, well, if 5 to 10 miles or so is near, central London, the Eye, the Post Office Tower, Tower 42, the Gherkin, Manhattan on Thames, Docklands in other words, etc. And then look at your immediate surroundings, the foreground, Hampstead houses, a bed in a bedroom with that view. It's all there and here. Here, because you're standing on the northern rim of that bowl of hills. And if ocean's not far-fetched, well, neither is a touch of vertigo, because in Hampstead, you're ridge-walking. and another refocusing, and then it hits you. Widows' walks. Well, that's what they look like. The balconies and lookouts and roof terraces. Hampstead is bristling with them. Get them into your purview, and it all comes together in a rush. Widows' walks, windmills, and water. That's Hampstead.